This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Excitement Central, that's where you are, that's where we are, listening to each other here with clarifications of things that need to be clarified. Sometimes there's more to be said than needs to be said, or maybe there's too many things said about things that don't need to be said. Does that make any sense? Let's see. We can make some sense out of this. It's the DJV show, Doug, Jen, Victoria, and Kara, with a focus on Hurricane Irma now, even though what's left over from Harvey hasn't been cleaned up by any stretch of the imagination. Are we ready for another one is the question that the news media is asking the folks at FEMA. And FEMA says, yeah, we're ready, but it's not up to us to do everything. It's not up to the feds. It's up to the individual communities. And if you look at this patent, at least now, this thing has gone from a 2 to a 3 to a 4 to back to a 3. No question.
It's a 4 again.
It's up to 150 miles an hour. And if you look at how slowly it's going, and you look at the trajectory. Say it again, Doug. There it is. The trajectory. Looks like it'd be a good time not to go to Puerto Rico or take a vacation in the Virgin Islands, at least not in the next week or 10 days. The Caribbean gets the brunt of all of these. Jamaica, it goes from those islands that are off the coast of Colombia, and then up that string and into Cuba. It's tough. Those areas really tough because there's nothing to protect. There's nothing to slow it down. If it hits land, and that's, by the way, one of the problems with Harvey, is Texas so flat, so the thing just keeps moving. But when it runs up against the in Florida, places like that. But when it gets up to the Carolinas and it tries to go inland, it gets rebuffed. So either the hurricanes die there, or they go back out, depending on the jet stream, into the ocean and go up the coast. So, as usual, the news media is trying to be as totally irresponsible as possible. And in some circumstance, better to be forewarned and forearmed and prepared than not. But already plywood is sold out in the Carolinas. You can't find a piece of plywood. You can't find a lot of emergency things now being shipped in. But that's what happens.
Puerto Rico has declared a state of emergency, and I have an extra stake in what happens in Puerto Rico because our shelter is there, our animal shelter. And they're already sending out notes with updates and trying to keep everybody, you know, on the mainland apprised of what preparations they're making and what they're planning to do with the animals and if there's flooding. You know, I mean, it's a mess. I mean, look at the flooding with Harvey, and I don't think it's growing up on the East Coast in hurricane land. You know, I think it's irresponsible to downplay it and blame the news media for trying to freak people out. People weren't freaked out enough about Sandy, and they stayed in their houses, and it was a disaster.
Are you suggesting I'm being irresponsible?
No, I think that it's irresponsible for you to say that the news media is being irresponsible by hyping it up. I don't think that they're hyping it. I've been following the Weather Channel updates, and the trajectory looks bad. It looks like it's going to hit Florida on Sunday, but the islands in between, this is a severe storm.
Nobody's questioning that it's a severe storm. I'm recounting.
But the focus is less on the storm, I think, with you, and more on the news media's coverage of it. That's where I disagree.
Yeah, okay. Well, you're entitled to be. That's what we're all about here. We can disagree without being disagreeable. We tout the fact that we have different perspectives on things. Your perspective is based on perhaps your concern for the animals in Puerto Rico, which is...
What I've lived in the Jersey Shore. I mean, I've grown up with hurricanes my whole life.
I'm just so tired of the news media overdoing everything for their own benefit. I guess maybe that's my problem. It isn't for the benefit of the audience. It's for the benefit of them and their ratings. And so some things are played right, Victoria, and some things aren't. Some people pay attention. Part of the problem in Houston is that the management, the mayor, is an idiot, and they just didn't play... what their
they didn't think it was real enough.
No,
yeah.
They didn't. They paid no attention
to it. That's a dangerous mistake that a lot of people make.
But the other side of it is, is there any such thing as too much preparation? In this case, maybe not. Maybe there is, maybe there isn't, but some of the coverage is absurd. And some of it
is. Well, I think there's a difference between preparation and panic. I mean, I think what both of you are saying is Doug saying, look, don't panic, and Victoria's saying, be prepared. And I think those are both really, those are what you should be doing. You know, I mean, there's nothing much that you can do when Mother Nature decides to hit except for be prepared, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I think there's no shortage of that. And if there's any lesson, of course the news media is going to be going bananas after what we just saw with Hurricane Harvey, and there's another category four, of course they're going to be giving it a ton of coverage.
And this one's traveling quite slowly.
Which is a problem for storms because it picks up so much strength and moisture.
Steam. Right.
Well, I just saw on the Weather Channel, they have all this, you know, they call them the spaghetti pattern, so they have little lines going. It can go this way, it can go that way.
Yeah.
One of the projections, which is extra bad for the Harvey people in the Gulf, is that it could turn left to the Gulf, just depending on when it hits Florida, where the jet stream is going to push it, either to the, you know, to the east or to the west. And if it heads west, that's very bad news.
If there's not a strong jet stream, then it goes west. If there's a strong jet stream, it gets sort of pushed back and goes up the east coast, depending on, again, where the jet stream is. It gets pushed out to sea. That's, I think, those three areas that you're talking about, Victoria.
The good thing for Florida, though, is that it seems like Rick Scott, who I think is a pretty good governor guy, is out ahead of it, and he has already declared a state of emergency, and that matters so much. I know it seems just like bureaucratic junk, but when you're actually, when you get the government money in there already, and you get this extra services in there by declaring that state of emergency, you're ahead of the game a bit, and I think it's so important that we heard that he did that. So
what's interesting is the role drones are playing in all of this, when they right into the, because the
drones, they can't
last in the hurricane. They'd be destroyed because they aren't heavy enough. But there are these storm chasers that actually fly into the hurricanes to get to the eye to see how penetrating it is. Who'd want that job? But then the drones, after the impact of the storm, they were used in Harvey to overview the situation and helped a lot of people that otherwise might not have been helped. They wouldn't have. People wouldn't have known where the circumstances are, and in that way, the drones are quite helpful, frankly. And it's amazing, the technology of the modern world. It really is. So we'll see what happens. I think that I would like it if it went any place but here, frankly. That's what we all say.
Well, we all want it to go out to sea.
It's not going to get to Jennifer no matter what, but it might get to Kara, it might get to Victoria, it might get to me.
Jen needs a break. I had fires this weekend.
So what is going on? What's the latest with the fire stuff? Thank you.
Well, my eyes are swollen shut and I'm wheezing.
Other than that, it's fine.
Well, the good news is that the 210 freeway is open. The streets in my area are open, but the fire is still burning. They're closing some hiking trails, and actually, they still have our freeway on-ramp, so I don't know what that's all about, because the freeway on-ramp and off-ramp at my particular stop, which is very specific and small, I know, but they're still closed. I don't know why that is, but the freeway is open, so that's good news. The streets are open, that's good news. They are closing some fire trails in the Burbank area, some hiking trails because of the fire, mostly to give room to the firemen to get out there and work on it. But they've seemed to push it back. I think it's at 25 or 30% containment now, which is great. But they've pushed it back into mountainous areas away from houses, which was the stress over the weekend, is that this fire came so close to so many houses. But driving around and looking at the damage yesterday, I mean, the LA Fire Department and all of the other fire departments from the state of California that came in to help fight this fire, and there were 1,000 firefighters on this, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
They did such an incredibly good job. I mean, you can look. You just drive down the streets of the neighborhoods in my area, in Burbank, in Sun Valley, and in Sunland, and you see how the fire came right to people's backyards, and they were able to let it burn right to where it needed to be, and then they put it out. And only having 3 structures lost in something that is this massive, I mean, I think 6,000 acres, something like that, it's incredible. It's the biggest fire in L.A. County history. So,
yeah, something to look out for.
Yeah.
All right, let me spend a minute with you ladies talking about something that we're all learning about firsthand, and that is this new device called Tiger Lady. The stats, as people go back to school, especially college and young working women, are affected by assaults It is, but I guess more in college, we can all call on our experiences. I can remember back to some things. I went to a quiet little college in Northwest Ohio, and these things went on even in the 60s. I say even in the 60s. I guess they've been going on because men have been jerks, and women have had to protect themselves pretty much through time. And now there's something that's new, that's been prepared, that is safe for ladies to carry, called Tiger Lady.
I was amazed by the product, and it's simple, but yet it's so, so smart. And I think as a woman, especially a woman, maybe it's back to school time and you're sending a kid or your child back to college, or maybe you're a young woman yourself and you are going in and out of work or, again, a campus. I don't want to feel like I have to carry something. But what's cool about this Tiger Lady is you can hold on to it. It fits in your purse, and all you have to do is squeeze it, and it gives you that extra set of protection, almost like a cat's fingernails to scratch your attacker and run away. Plus, if you do, God forbid, have an attacker and you do have to use it, it actually collects their DNA when you squeeze out the claws and you scratch them wherever they might be attacking you.
Well, save 15%. Use the code DJV at TigerLady.com.
All right, welcome to Super Duty Radio. Next up is Brad. What's on your mind, Brad?
Torque.
Well, Brad, you've called the right show, because the all-new 2017 Ford Super Duty has best-in-class torque. In fact, the 2017 Super Duty is to torque what a St. Bernard is to drool, what a junior prom is to acne.
So what you're saying is it's got a lot of torque?
Glad you're paying attention, Brad. Yes, a lot of torque. In fact, more torque than ever before.
Well, good, because I need a lot of torque. Also a lot of payload and towing capability.
You're awfully needy, Brad, but that's good, because the all-new Super Duty has best-in-class towing and payload. In fact, Super Duty is to towing and payload what a swamp is to bugs. What a
clown is to creepy?
I do the comedy, Brad.
But I was just trying.
This is the next level. This is the all-new 2017 Super Duty. And this is why Ford says we own work.
Best-in-class towing, payload, and torque when properly configured. Class is full-size pickups over 8,500 pounds DVWR based on Ford segmentation.
Speed Queen washers and dryers, with a long history of use in laundromats and hospitals, come with an industry-leading 5-year warranty. How can we offer a warranty of such length? Because we're assuming you'll never need to use it. Not with Speed Queen's sturdy construction and commercial-quality metal components. So, enjoy your Speed Queen for 25 years. Unless you're washing bricks or drying bowling balls, which will almost certainly void the warranty. Visit us at speedqueen.com.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
If your job is a pain in the back, you may be able to do something about it. I'm Dr. Borenstein, and this is Dr. B on Call. While there are certain occupations posing a greater risk of back pain, most jobs can make your back miserable. Fortunately, news out of Australia has helped identify a number of back pain triggers we can exert some control over. It seems that 7 a.m. to noon poses the highest risk of back injury during the day, possibly illustrating the need to properly stretch and warm up before engaging in physical tasks. Fatigue and being distracted were obvious back pain causes, but most Aussies reported engaging in awkward positions as the main culprit. The best prevention? Improve your core strength and posture, and remember to always lift properly using your knees. Your job shouldn't be any more dangerous than need be.
Answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
And we were trying different things. We were smoking funny things, making love out by the lake to our favorite song. Sipping whiskey out the bottle, not thinking about tomorrow. Singing Sweet Home Alabama all summer long. Singing Sweet Home Alabama all summer long. Catching walleye from the dock, watching the waves roll off the rocks. She'll forever hold a spot inside my soul. We missed her in the sun. We couldn't wait for night to come.
Can we talk about these things? I don't know if it's a new song or not, but I hear Warren Zevon on this song.
Yeah, that's right.
Didn't this come up once before, or am I having deja vu?
Yeah, this is an older song. It sampled Werewolves of London, yeah.
Yeah, right. Yep.
All right. Love it.
Kid Rock.
My new senator in Michigan.
Yeah. Well, apparently, as the plan unfolds, Jennifer, Kid Rock's plan to toe the line running for the Senate has hit a snag. Common Cause filed a complaint with the Federal Election Commission against Kid Rock, whose legal name is Robert Ritchie. Complaint claims that he has fully moved into campaign mode and ought to file the necessary paperwork. He's made a lot of noise about running for the Senate to try to get rid of Debbie Stabenow. He's been selling Kid Rock for U.S. Senate merchandise. And I guess that's... Did you know that this was... You couldn't do it without filing? I didn't... I guess if I knew it, I'd forgotten it.
I don't think I knew that either. I don't know. I mean, I think you have to actually declare yourself a candidate. I mean, how many other people fundraise before they actually declare themselves a candidate? I mean, I know our mayor right now in Los Angeles, Eric Garcetti, is fundraising in New Hampshire and all across the country because he's looking into a run for president, but he hasn't declared. Yeah. Right?
He got about as much chance of doing that as he has of saving the country from Hurricane Irma. Anyway, he says it's called testing the waters. And it can include polling, things like that.
This Stabenow is just afraid of them. That's the problem.
She'd be
afraid.
The Common Cause is a lefty group, I think, isn't it? Is it or not?
I don't know.
No, they called out Hillary Clinton, too. So not just,
Well, the lefties didn't like Hillary either. They preferred her to Trump, but that's about as far as it went under the circumstances. Jeb Bush, Hillary Santorum, Scott Walker, all accused of trying to get around the campaign regulations in the beginning. So,
yeah, I wonder if it's fine if you go around and fundraise, but you don't officially say, oh, yeah, I'm fundraising this for running for president or whatever. But as long as you're selling, since he has shirts that say Senate, I wonder if they see that as like an official...
here's the story, Kara. The whole campaign finance law is still a big scam because they can do whatever they want with the money.
Oh, yeah.
If they don't use it to run
and if you don't win, you buy a new car with it or something.
You know, it's
which
crazy.
Is super important for, you know, whatever you're running for, needing a new car.
You can mask a lot of ills running for some office. Matter of fact, I think I'll run. How about it? What do you say? Will you all give to my campaign? I'm running.
You might seem
a little bit
hypocritical considering what you just said, but
I'm going to straighten it all out. I'm going to straighten it out. That's going to be my platform. I vote for Dudley. He'll straighten it out.
Okay.
How's that? All right, let's see here. You know what? There ought to be a rapper named Dudley. Here's the story of a rapper named Logic. I've not heard of this fellow before. But he's put a spotlight on suicide rates and suicide. Why? What's his connection to this?
Well, he just put an album out. And this song that I'm playing, it's called 1-800-273-8255, which is the suicide hotline.
Yeah.
So his album that he just put out focuses a lot on kind of social issues, but also the problem with suicide and his own kind of issues dealing with depression. So he performed it at the VMAs, and apparently the hotline has received 50% more calls since
really?
Then. Which is insane. The cool thing is I know the number now, which I hope I will never have to use it.
273-8255. That's 800-273-TALK, by the way. 28 past the hour.
Okay, keep your eyes closed.
Okay.
I want to show you my first ever painting.
All right.
Okay. Open your eyes.
Oh, that's a lot of colors and shapes.
So be honest. What do you think?
Well, I like how if you switch to Geico, you could save hundreds of dollars on car insurance.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Here, why don't I hold your paintbrush while you call them?
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always the great answer.
With 20% back in rewards on color copies from Staples, you can run your business with confidence. The confidence to leave behind presentations that customers will read, not recycle. The confidence to produce color manuals that'll keep your business in the black. The confidence that your financial forecast will no longer be partly cloudy. Show off your business in full color for less at Staples. Now get 20% back in rewards on color presentations, manuals, and copies. Staples, it's pro time. Visit staples.com/20color. Expires 11/4/17. Exclusions apply.
America, it's time for some straight talk. You love your phone. Look at you. You hardly put it down. But you don't love that expensive wireless plan, do you? So what if I told you you can keep that phone, network, and number two for a lot less? Well, this is me telling you. It's time to switch to straight talk, guys. Bring your own phone and get unlimited plans starting at just $45 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
Maybe you're asking yourself, who is that guy in the mirror? What happened to the guy with the brass knuckle attitude? Maybe he just needs to decide, is that a tie around his neck or a leash? Join the Brotherhood of Muscle with an available 485-horsepower Dodge Charger or Dodge Challenger GT, the world's first all-wheel drive two-door muscle car at the Dodge Drive and Discover event. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
What do you call charging thousands of dollars for hearing aids? I call it outrageous, because hearing should not be a privilege for the rich. It's a basic right everyone deserves. Hi, I'm Dr. Chirapuri, board-certified ear, nose, and throat physician. If you or a loved one suffer from hearing loss but can't afford thousands for a hearing aid, I created MD Hearing Aid for you. A high-quality medical-grade hearing aid for a fraction of that price.
Try MD Hearing Aid at home, risk-free, for 45 days. Call 1-800-422-1271.
No costly doctor's visit. No expensive and time-consuming fittings or appointments. No ugly, old-fashioned hearing aid that costs thousands. MD Hearing Aid is an FDA-registered, audiologist-tested hearing aid that's discreet and lets you hear what you've been missing at a savings of more than 80% off the average price of a traditional hearing aid.
Try MD Hearing Aid risk-free for 45 days. Call 1-800-422-1271. Plus, you'll get free shipping and free batteries for a year. 1-800-422-1271.
After the hour. Ooh-hoo. Gravity has brought us back together again. Isn't that swell? And good news also has brought us together on the DJV Experience. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, Doug Steffen. There was a circumstance, and you can imagine this would be the case in many areas, although it's been how many years since World War II? But there are still circumstances where the authorities are finding bombs left over from World War II that have obviously not exploded. So that has happened this week in Frankfurt, Germany. I always love the name of that town. It's Hamburg and Frankfurt in Germany. Authorities there defused a huge bomb days after it was discovered, buried at a construction site. So let's say that they rebuilt Frankfurt after the war, and now time has come to rebuild the area again. Who knows what they put there? Construction wasn't so great after World War II, so a lot of those buildings that were built in the 40s are not as good, and they're coming down, putting up new ones. So you're running an excavator, and all of a sudden there's this huge, big tank that you come upon. And, oh, look at this. What do we have here? We have a we have a bomb, a huge bomb, to the point where the center of the city was cleaned out. 60,000 people were evacuated because they were concerned about the bomb.
How would you like to be the person working on that bomb? Everyone else is evacuated, and you're working on it, and you know that if it blows up,
And I would imagine being so old, it's unstable.
Yeah.
You can't really predict what's going to happen.
Yeah. Well, that's it. I mean, it's an old British bomb, 1.5-ton air mine. I don't know that much about these bombs, but I know, as Kara just said, I wouldn't want to be within 100 miles of the thing. So this is a 70-some-odd-year-old bomb, and there are, every once in a while, across Germany, these circumstances where the bombs appear. There was the same thing happened in Hanover, Germany, a couple of years ago. 50,000 people had to leave that town when they found a big bomb in an underground parking garage. So the good news is they found it, and it didn't blow up. Everybody was safe. So there's a circumstance, Victoria, where precaution is more important than all of the other things that are ancillary. Victoria and I were having a conversation, and I think we do once in a while, because I think with good reason Victoria takes exception to my criticism of the news media. I just find over the years that it's like crying wolf too often. But then there are those circumstances that I ignore, and admittedly I ignore, which could be dicey, or maybe have ended up to be dicey. And so we pay attention. So it's finding a balance as much as anything else.
You know what's funny to me, though, is that it's, I guess, in a good way, funny or good that this was actually a bomb, because wasn't there a story out of New York City a couple months ago where they thought they found a bomb in a construction site, and then it ended up being a time capsule that this club had buried in, like, the 1980s, and they
really?
Opened it up, and they, they thought it was a World War II era bomb or something, and they opened it up, and there was a bunch of papers and pictures and stuff in it.
Some Madonna mixtapes.
Speaking of York City, Victoria, apparently the bad news from New York is that there are a bunch of Mexican drug traffickers who are setting up shop, methamphetamine being created so that they can find new clients, because according to the drug cartels, New York has become a weak market for the drug. So they want to sell more. So they're sending loads and loads of meth to New York and selling it on the street cheaply so that they can create more of an addicted population, which they're not satisfied with their, what do we call that in advertising, their market share. There are too many other drugs, and there are not enough people buying meth. Too many other drugs are being sold.
Got to get our meth back, please.
Yeah. So the DEA has seized 100 pounds of meth, and I guess that's a lot. I don't know. You know, I get into these conversations, and I sound naive and not very smart because I don't know anything about this stuff.
I don't know.
I mean, what's a lot or a little? I saw Breaking Bad once, and that's probably my only claim to understanding what the heck that stuff is. But apparently they're not selling enough of it in New York, so the Mexican drug traffickers are pushing more and more of it into the city. And so the police are on alert. And this is, remember, was it last week or the week before we were talking about what the drug traffic is like in the Midwest now on farms? Didn't we? Was that on the farm show, Kara? Do you remember?
Yeah, I think it was. I'm coming up blank.
It was, yeah, that was, yeah. I believe you had someone from the USDA who was talking about the opioid crisis in rural communities is where it's hit the hardest, and it's affected small family farms because, you know, for employees and things like that, it's, you know, they don't have a lot of workers.
There's
and
a dullness to life, too, Victoria, they claim. Yeah. There's not enough to do in some of these areas, and so they get hooked on and lost on this stuff. So.
Right.
Anyway, a word to the wise hopefully is sufficient. A little bit of sports news as a sort of follow-through to the aftermath of Harvey. J.J. Watt's still getting attention, and I think appropriately. So there's a lot of stuff. He's raised $19 million, and there's a lot of photos that have been shared. Who's seen them? Anybody
I saw some of them yesterday of all the supplies.
Yeah.
It was 10 semi-trucks.
Wow.
And these are supplies that he's collected it from donations. He hasn't used the $19 million yet, so he hasn't even purchased anything. These are just donations of goods that he's collected.
Now, he's an active player for Houston,
yep.
right? He's still on the roster.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, he's still on the Texans. This is the best story, I think, that's come out about the hurricane for me in all of this, is seeing someone that's using his fame and his notoriety, and seeing something that grew from somebody who just wanted to collect $1 million to now all of this. It's really cool.
And I think in his favor, he's just known as a nice guy. And I think it just goes to show how much that can do for you. I think people are donating to him because they genuinely believe in him and like him, whereas there are so many other NFL players and just athletes that it's great that they've donated money, but I think they're not necessarily known as great people themselves, and so I don't know if other people are inclined to donate to them. Whereas with him, he's made such a difference because people like him. Yeah.
It's a magnet. It's that magnetic effect.
I think good people attract good things.
Yes.
Yep, it's true.
That's why we all attract such good things here, because we're all good people. How about that? Da-da-da-da-da-dun. The Houston Texans, for whom J.J. plays, are going to play their game apparently this weekend, right?
Yeah,
in Houston?
Season starts, yep.
I thought the stadium was underwater. Didn't they have a lot of...
The Astros played this weekend, too. The Astros played this past weekend.
Did they?
At the Astrodome.
Yeah.
But they... they actually made it a thing for first responders, so they let people in who were volunteers, first responders to the event. They did a bunch of fundraising. They did goods collections, so they turned it into a really good opportunity to get involved to help. Because the thing that people forget about is now that the cameras are going to move out of town, and now that the cameras are going to be focused on Hurricane Irma, is that there are people that they're still finding dead. The death toll is still rising. The people are sick because of all the standing water. There's all of these different illnesses that are going on, cholera, all these different things with mosquitoes, Zika, and all of this. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that still needs to be cleaned up, and once the cameras leave, you want to make sure people don't forget that.
Yep. So the game goes on as usual this weekend, and because Hurricane Irma is coming to Florida, that may mess up the Tampa Bay Buccaneers game with Miami, in-state game.
I have that guy as my quarterback in my fantasy.
Really? When they say options, where are you going to go? You're not going to play if you're not going
to
play.
They'd have to move
weekend.
Further north in the state to a different college stadium or.
And where do the ticket holders go? I mean,
they honor tickets. Yeah, I guess if they want. Yeah, if they want
to. They probably offer refunds or they honor the ticket wherever the game's going to be played.
I would guess by looking at this trajectory, no matter what, Florida's going to get some of this, and it's going to be this weekend.
This is your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
Stop me if this sounds familiar. You're about to take more photos or shoot more video with your smartphone until you see the message, storage almost full. This is an even bigger issue with iPhone, as you can't add a micro SD memory card into the device. In last weekend's USA Today, I wrote about a product called Meme Memory, which might be able to help. That's M-E-E-M. I caught up with Kelly Sumner, CEO of Meme in the UK, to tell us about this new kind of cable.
We developed Meme as a way of being able to back up your device automatically without the use of the cloud, and so everything's secure. It's a device on a cord. Every day you have to charge, and every time you charge, it automatically backs up your photos, your videos, your documents, etc.
MemeMemory.com has more.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
Time for an important message from MyPillow. If you're having a hard time tossing and turning when you're in bed at night, and you're looking for new pillows, you all know the story of MyPillow. You all know how great they are. Patented adjustable fill. MyPillow stays cool and in place all night long. So, MyPillow sells itself. Here's a special offer for you from me. 4 pillows for the price of 1 from MyPillow. You heard me right. 1 pillow you pay for, you get 3 more free. 2 premium pillows, 2 go-anywhere pillows. Low price for 1, don't pay for the other 3. Make sure you use the promo code DS when you call 800-716-5989. 1 pillar you pay for, three you get free. 800-716-5989 or go to MyPillow.com. That's MyPillow.com. Remember, use the promo code DS.
The Alzheimer's Foundation of America, AFA, is hosting the 2017 National Educating America Tour to help caregivers in need. The AFA Educating America Tour will include free educational conferences, free memory screenings, informational workshops, and much more. For more information or to register for a conference in your state, call the Alzheimer's Foundation of America at 866-232-8484 or visit alzfdn.org.
Heads up, we're going back in time to 1977. Bell bottoms, disco, CB radios, streakers, and Ford F-Series starts its epic run as the best-selling trucks in America. Fast forward to 2017, and F-Series is still king for 40 straight years. How do you own first place for that long? The answer is not some mystery wrapped inside an enigma. It isn't some philosophy revealed only by an all-knowing dude with a big beard and a crazy robe sitting on top of some mountain in the Himalayas. No. Because here's the deal, my two-belted friends. The answer is rock-solid durability, up to the nanosecond technology, and jaw-dropping capability. The trinity of tough. That's why F-Series trucks are the trucks more people count on to do the job than any other brand. And that's why the competition hasn't been number one since 8-Tracks. Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks for 40 straight years.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Okay, so we were doing the Darwin Award stuff earlier on, and here's another example of how stupid people are. A young couple who just met, started dating in college at Carlo University in Pittsburgh, wandering around the train tracks in Pittsburgh.
No.
Yep.
No.
They were train hopping, jumping no. from one train to the other. And she fell off and got run over by one of the trains.
Why is this a romantic thing that people do?
Why would anyone do that?
I don't get it. I don't get it.
I don't either. How in the world?
Like, how many stories do you have to see of people taking pictures on train tracks or just hanging out on train tracks and then getting hit? I don't understand
why.
How
I mean,
Lindsay Marie Michaels, 21 years old, died at the medical office at the local hospital. A boyfriend was hurt, but he didn't get killed.
I mean, I'm assuming they do toxicology on people like this, right? I mean, you would have to be on something.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I was just looking at that. They are doing, the medical examiner is doing a toxicology report. But, yeah, too much alcohol. And
or whatever.
Yeah, whatever. Maybe the meth is making it to Pittsburgh.
I don't know. Wine never makes me want to jump in front of a train or jump on a train. So it makes me want to go visit Jen in Napa.
Makes me want to take a nap. I don't want to jump a train.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's more than alcohol.
It's just, but you know, people love the excitement. People want something different to do. And Pittsburgh is not exactly excitement central. So you get, you know, into these. Okay, so what do we do for fun?
I understand
we go down
adventure
to the railroad
doing
station
fun
and
things, but
jump
I know,
off of trains.
I still don't really see what's that exciting about jumping off of trains. Like, there's other stuff to do.
You think it's glamorized sometimes in the movies, and that may be where some of it comes from. In fact, 10 minutes before the hour, you're listening to today's DJV experience.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Now 53 after the hour, we have the pleasure of your company, and now you have the pleasure of Victoria Kewin's company to discuss the latest in technology with a couple of things that have practical value in a moment. But speaking of practical value, if you're looking for a job, now that Labor Day is over, a lot of people are looking for jobs, a lot of people have waited through the summer because they really didn't need help, but now they've decided it's time to hire that perfect person for whatever the job. I see an ad here for a financial aid person to work at a college. I'm just looking at some of the different. There's a person who's a glass grinder at an optometrist office looking for a job in that area. Here's somebody to work in a bra factory. There's all kinds of opportunities. All you got to do is look. You're looking for a job? Go to ZipRecruiter.com. You're trying to post a job for a position in your company, no matter what size it is, ZipRecruiter.com. That's what you do. You post your job to all these job sites in one click, then the technology takes over. And that's why we have it sponsoring our Tech Talk time, because it is powerful technology. It's unlike any other job site. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV and try this technology free. Yes, find your next person for the best job, the best candidates. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV and use the dashboard free. Immediate results. You'll love the experience. You'll go back time after time. Every time you need somebody new for your company, you'll be using ZipRecruiter.com. So start by using it free. See how it can fill that job. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. All right, other technology stories here. Instagram falling victim to another major data breach, looks like, Victoria.
Well, yeah, and this one's really big, and they still are unclear how many people have been affected by it. Right before the long weekend, hackers, they picked the right time because no one was paying attention, and they actually created a bug that caused a security breach. And the hackers claim that they have 6 million users' data. And so that's a lot. That's information like your phone number, your email address, and whatever other information they can get from having your phone number and your email address, which is more than people would think. They're saying that passwords were not compromised, but at this point, who cares? If your password wasn't compromised and they still got in, I don't know, it seems like Instagram needs to do a lot of work on their security issues. One of the first ways they were tipped off about this was Selena Gomez, who is one of the most followed people on Instagram. Her whole profile was hacked, and pictures of her naked ex, Justin Bieber, were posted on her page, and that's how a lot of people realized that there was something had gone wrong. And so now they're selling this information online. I do not recommend it, but there is an online hacker group called Doxagram, and they're selling this information for $10 per account. You have to get on the dark web to go to find it. I would not recommend it. Doxagram is a bunch of cyber criminals. Instagram says that they're being vigilant and trying to fix the problem. And they say if you see anything suspicious, if you get a phone call, an email, or a text that looks suspicious, report it immediately to your cell phone provider.
Just stay away from Instagram then for a while, yeah?
Well, I mean, that's not really the answer. I mean, they've fixed the bug now, but it's just what happened to the information that was stolen. That's really the key.
All right, next. If you're interested in finding out how a Tesla runs, driving one, they're really fabulous cars. For the right person, you want to take it for a weekend spin, here's the way to do that.
Yeah, if you have ever been tempted to want to test out a Tesla, it would be nice to be able to do it while you're on vacation. And now there are several apps. There's a site and an app called Turo, T-U-R-O.
Remember I told you about that, how they're fabulous. They rent cars. It's like Airbnb.
Right, it's like Airbnb for cars, yeah. And that's across the country because they're individually owned, so it is just like Airbnb, so you can find a Model S or a Model X. And then Hertz and Enterprise are both offering Teslas now in select cities.
Really?
However, Hertz charges $179 a day, and it only includes 75 miles. So if you go over that mileage, if you go over that mileage, it's not good. But it is great if you just want to have a Tesla for a day to enhance your vacation and maybe see what all the fuss is about.
All right, here's quickly the story of ChemoWave, a new app giving chemotherapy patients what?
ChemoWave is a new app that's actually allowing patients to track their treatment plan, their side effects, and their mental health. And so when they go and meet with their doctor again, everyone's on board. So the app, the data that people enter into ChemoWave as an app, whether they're feeling ill one day or better the next day, it sends right to the doctor's file, so there's nothing missed in the middle of it, which is really vital.
Good. Sounds like something worthwhile. Some of these apps are better than others. American Medical Association find a 21% increase in survival time for patients who tracked and reported their symptoms. So that's good news. It's 59 past the hour.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.